Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. A funny Easter story. The spring had arrived in Happy Meadow, bringing a burst of color and life that filled the air with excitement and anticipation. The flowers in full bloom and the birds were singing, and the sun was shining bright overhead. One day, Robbie and Benny were hopping along through the meadow, and they noticed something was particularly happening over at Farmer Brown's farm. The usually quiet and serene barnyard was alive with activity. As Farmer Brown and his animals scurried about, putting up colorful decorations and hanging all kinds of festive banners. Intrigued by the sudden burst of activities, Robbie and Benny hopped over to investigate. Their curiosity was pinged. "What's going on, Farmer Brown?" Robbie asked as he and Benny approached the old farmer. "Why, it's Easter, my furry friends," Farmer Brown exclaimed, with a twinkle in his eyes with excitement. "We're getting ready to celebrate the arrival of spring and the joy of new beginnings." "Easter? What's that?" Benny asked, his ears perked with interest. Farmer Brown chuckled with a twinkle in his eye. "Well, you see, Easter is a special holiday where we celebrate the Easter Bunny. Legend has it that the Easter Bunny hops around delivering colorful eggs and treats to all the children all over the world." Robbie and Benny exchanged puzzled glances. Their minds were buzzing with questions. "An Easter Bunny hopping around with eggs?" Robbie repeated, scratching his head in confusion. "Oh, that's right," Farmer Brown nodded enthusiastically. "To celebrate, we decorate eggs and have Easter egg hunts and enjoy delicious treats together with the family and friends." Robbie and Benny nodded, still trying to wrap their heads around the concept of an egg delivering bunny. "Well, that sounds like fun," Robbie said with a big grin. "Can we join in your celebration?" "Of course you can," Farmer Brown said with a twinkle of delight. "The more the merrier." "Oh, wait there a minute. And your Easter Bunny story, Diane, Margie, Karen, and Cheryl, the chipmunks of faith," said. "The ladies had a different reason for celebrating Easter. They said that a man called Jesus died on the cross to sacrifice himself for the sins of the world. But this Jesus didn't stay dead, but was raised himself up 3 days later, showing that he had the power over death, hell, and the grave. And they said this is the true meaning of Easter." Farmer Brown said that he'd never heard about this man called Jesus. He thanked the chipmunks of faith for providing that information. With his new information, Farmer Brown changed the celebration from an Easter Bunny to a renewal of life celebration. And so Robbie and Benny and the others joined into the festive preparations, helping Farmer Brown and the other animals decorate the farm with colorful eggs and bright ribbons. As they worked, they couldn't help but laugh and joke with each other. Their hearts were filled with joy and excitement of the upcoming celebration of life. When the big day finally arrived, Robbie and Benny and the rest of the Happy Meadow gang gathered together at Farmer Brown's, and the animals were there to celebrate the renewal of life celebration with Farmer Brown. They did enjoy Easter egg hunts, festive, delicious treats, and laughed, and they played up into the night. Their spirits soared high with the joy of that season. As they bid farewell to the wonderful Easter celebration, Robbie and Benny couldn't help but feel grateful for the love and the friendship that surrounded them in Happy Meadow. And as they hopped home under the starry skies, their hearts were full of happiness and their minds filled with the memories of a truly excellent Easter. And with the newfound knowledge of a man that was willing to give his life so that others might live in heaven forever one day. The end.